Shinein Beis, if you test. Godish shel teven shebein shtei chaseres. It was a haystack in between the two chaseres, which separated between the two sides. Ima gavoy asara kolechad marv la'atzma. The sense for him tall, so it's considered a wall, and each one has to make a separate area. It's mayit, v'choyl, me'asara. If before Shabbos it became less than 10 tefachim, so it's not considered a wall. They have to make one area for everybody together. If the wall is up and each one made a separate area, if they're not allowed to feed this straw which is in between the two chaseres of the animals, because we're concerned that they will remove the wall by doing so. If they take enough, that's going to be less than 10 tefachim tall, then they basically knock down the wall. Even if you don't physically take this straw and feed it to the animal, you put the animal next to it, in the fashion the animal will eat from it, it's also. You can't direct it so that it will eventually go there. You can't put it mamish there, but you can direct it to get to there. Rosh is a chiddush that even before Shabbos you now do that, because I'm concerned that maybe right before Shabbos it'll be less than the proper shear and you won't pay attention to it and you'll disqualify your eiv. Till now we're talking about a godish, this pile of straw in between two chatzeres. A godish it's between two houses and it's making a block between the houses. We're talking about a case that there was a roof on top of this godish, and then it's very clear if you're getting lower and lower because you could see the pile of hay relative to the ceiling. In such a case, we're not concerned you're going to take away enough to remove the wall.